Wesley Aston is from the Ulster Farmers Union. Morning to you, Wesley.
Morning, Stephen.
So your union has said that you cautiously welcome the progress made on this withdrawal agreement. What does that mean? So why are you cautious? What are you cautious about?
Well, I suppose in the first instance, it's important to stress that the UFU represents 11,500 family farms throughout all geographical parts of Northern Ireland. And we do indeed have a very wide range of views on the Brexit issue within our membership. So that's important to stress at the outset. In terms of where we are now, it was very clear from the outset that our membership did not want a no-deal scenario. It wasn't a case of supporting Leave or Remain, but certainly the no-deal scenario that has come through has been very clearly opposed by us as an organisation. So in any event to try and address and avoid that no-deal scenario is important, and we do recognise that this withdrawal agreement, if it is to be finalised, will actually allow for that to be moved on. And we hope that we never actually need the backstop arrangement and that we can go to a straightforward UK-wide solution, which is ultimately where we'd like to be. So that's why we cautiously welcome it. There's a lot of detail that we still have to sort through. We have read the 585 pages and we've identified areas that we need clarification on.
And do you think this is, given all of the options, do you think this is a good deal for Northern Ireland, for farmers in Northern Ireland?
Fundamentally, I go back to my answer to your previous question. We want to make sure that we avoid a no-deal situation. No deal for Northern Ireland agri-food and farming in particular would be absolutely disastrous. And we have made that patently clear over this last while, coming through from our various policy committees right through to our presidential team. And we have stressed that on several occasions.
So the Ulster, the Democratic Unionist Party, the DUP, are saying that this deal is dead. That's what Jim Wells has said this morning. They are saying that they will vote down this deal. Do you support the DUP in saying that? Does the Ulster Farmers Union urge the DUP to support this deal or do what they're saying they're going to do, vote it down?
This is not only a Northern Irish issue. This is a UK-wide issue. And throughout the whole of the UK, this has become a very political and emotive issue. And I think what we're trying to do is we're not focused on wider political issues. We focus on farming. And what we are saying as the farming industry is that we clearly want people to take a step back, take a pragmatic look at where we are, and the European Commission have made it very clear that this is where they feel the deal has got to at this particular point.
Yes, but I need you to nail this quickly for me, Wesley. Do you support the DUP in voting this? Does the Ulster Farmers Union support the DUP in trying to vote this deal down?
We would support the deal going through, and against that background, we would ask the DUP to consider voting for this deal.
Okay, so the Ulster Farmers Union now at odds with the DUP, the Federation of Small Business at odds with the DUP.